Hi everybody, it's your boy Mr. Coils here, aka the podcast editor-in-chief, wishing you all a happy World Book Day. We've had a great time in DCP this week, celebrating all things literacy, so thank you to Miss McGowan and the English department for their efforts there. This episode of the podcast is a wee bonus episode, as I say, to celebrate World Book Day, and as a result of that there, what you'll hear over the podcast is a range of our staff telling us about their favourite books, and we also have an interview with our Year 13 pupil Maeve, who has become a finalist in a creative writing competition, so more to come. And with that, enjoy the podcast.
The Dominicast at Dominican College Port Stewart.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast about World Book Day, where we're celebrating all things books and readings here in Dominican College.
Miss McGowan says every day is World Book Day. Reading is like breathing, and it is something that needs more than one day to fully celebrate. What books can mean to people?
We read during every single English lesson here in DCP, and there is no better way to make progress and develop your skills than in reading and writing, by fostering a love for the art of reading a book.
Hiya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Maeve Hickey and I'm year 13.
So would you like to tell us a bit about your writing success?
So I entered an essay competition run by Northeastern University and I was a finalist.
And where did you find out about this?
So I heard about it on Unifrog, and then whenever I clicked on the link, it directed me to a list of questions that were used as prompts for the essay.
Would you like to tell us about what you wrote?
So my essay prompt was essentially, is it fair to say that English literature is language with no real use? And I decided to explore that through methods of young adult fiction and why I think that's still such a powerful tool for change in the world.
So what's your next step from writing this?
I've been invited to lunch in London as part of the uni's award ceremony as well.
Hi everyone, Matilda here from Year 13. We're just taking a short break from our podcast to give you a message from our sponsors. First up, we have Morelli's To Go, your ultimate destination for delicious takeaway ice cream located in Port Stewart. Whether you're craving a classic scoop or feeling adventurous with one of their signature creations, Morelli's To Go has something to satisfy every sweet tooth. Treat yourself to a scoop or two and indulge in a moment of pure bliss. Next, we have Shanty, a fantastic restaurant nestled in the heart of Port Ashe. With its cosy ambiance and mouth-watering menu, Shanty offers a dining experience like no other. From fresh seafood to hearty comfort food, and there's something for everyone at Shanty. So why not make your next meal an unforgettable one at Shanty? Last but certainly not least, we have a broader picture. Your go-to destination for homeware, giftware and interior design, located right on the Port Stewart Promenade. Whether you're sprucing up your living space or searching for the perfect gift, A Broader Picture has you covered with their curated selection of stylish and unique items. Elevate your home decor and discover something special at A Broader Picture.
Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Miss Rainey.
And what is your favourite book and why?
My favourite book is The Bone People. It's a book from New Zealand and I read it while I was travelling in New Zealand. So it kind of has lovely memories of my time there.
That's great, thank you so much.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Miss Anderson. I am the one that teaches English and a little bit of drama, but I'm the other Miss Anderson.
What's your favourite book and why?
I don't know that I necessarily have a favourite book, but I can tell you about the book that I'm reading at the minute. It is a book that is called Did You Hear Mommy Died? By Seamus O'Reilly, which I know is a very strange title. But it is based in 1990s, family growing up in rural Derry, and it's all about how he navigates grief as a very small child and how he brings a little bit of humour to growing up in very difficult circumstances, and I am thoroughly enjoying it.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Miss Willigan and I'm here to talk about a book. It's not my favourite book because I've got quite a lot of books that I've really enjoyed throughout the years, but the one that I read recently was called Lessons in Chemistry. I think it was by Bonnie Gurman or something. I really enjoyed it because it was about women's rights. It was really surprising because of, you know, the inequality of women of the day. And, you know, it was quirky, it was enjoyable, and, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Mrs. Galt, Head of History.
And what is your favourite book and why?
I actually have two favourite books. I'm going to tell you about both of them. My first book is The Book Thief by Mark Sunak. And my second book is The Tattooist of Auschwitz by Heather Morris. Both of my books are quite historical, and that's the reason why I love them.
Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name's Mr. Keary.
And what is your favourite book and why?
Until Victory, Always. It's written by Jim McGuinness, so he is a GAA manager. But it's about a lot more than sport. He had he suffered a lot of tragedy in his life, and it's about how he used sport to help him deal with that and overcome it, and the story of the underdog.
That's great. Thank you so much. Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Mrs. Conway.
And what is your favourite book and why?
It is The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman, because they are fascinating.
Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, I'm Miss Moody and I teach maths here at Dominican.
And what is your favourite book and why?
Well, I'll choose Jane Eyre, because many, many years ago, it was probably the book that gave me the reading bug. And I've loved it ever since. But then I've read so many books since then that I love as well.
That's great. So, thank you so much, Miss. Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Miss Nee Whalen.
And what is your favourite book and why?
Now, I have lots of favourite books, but I was going to talk to you today about the book I'm reading at the moment, which is quickly becoming my favourite book. And it's a book by Nuala Moore, who comes from Dingle in County Kerry, and it's called Limitless. And she's a swimmer. She was looking after her daddy, who was very unwell, and she got very separated from her friends and her family, and she had to take time off work. She got a bit depressed during this time. So because she lived near the beach, she decided to go for a daily dip in the sea every day. And then she really got into cold water swimming. And sadly, her daddy passed away. And after that, then she decided to keep up the swimming, and she became a long distance cold water swimmer. And she wrote the book Limitless about how you think you're maybe not fit for things like this, because she's not an Olympic athlete by any stretch of the imagination. She's a woman in her early 60s. She's quite heavy set. She wasn't good at sport at school, but she's now managed to swim from Dingle, which is in County Kerry, all the way to Cape Horn, which is in the bottom of South America, the continent of South America, in different stages. And she's written the book about how she got to that point that she wanted to do it, and how she pushes and challenges herself despite all the obstacles that are put in front of us. And I find it really, really motivational read, and just where you can lift the blinkers off yourself and that anything is possible.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You. Hiya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Miss McGowan. I'm Head of English.
And what would you say your favourite book is?
It will come as no surprise to anyone who has ever sat in my room that my favourite book is To Kill a Mockingbird. And the reason that's my favourite book is because it is a timeless story about what it means to treat people correctly.
Thank you very much. Hiya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Mrs. Carey and I teach maths at Dominican.
And what is your favourite book?
My favourite book is called This Is Going to Hurt, and it is written by Adam Kay.
Thank you very much. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Miss McVeigh.
And what is your favourite book and why?
Well, you've really put me on the spot for favourite book, but I'm going to say the current book that I'm reading, which is The Marriage Portrait by Maggie O'Farrell, which looks at this young girl who has just recently been married, and she thinks her new husband is going to kill her. So she is trying to figure out why he's going to do it, and it's all set in the sort of Renaissance period of Italy, so it's really magical in its descriptions of Italy at that time.
That's great. Thank you so much. Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Miss Laverty, and I teach here at Dominican Geography, Travel and Tourism, and a little bit of Enrichment.
And what is your favourite book and why?
I would have to say any of my favourite books are from the author Freda McFadden. I think I'm on to maybe the fifth or sixth of her books in a row. It's a kind of a thriller style. The best one out of them would have been The Housemaid, which I read first, which kind of got me onto her books and the genre. So I think I'm on what's it's called, The Co-worker right now.
That's great, thank you so much.
Hiya, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Mr. Clockley.
And what's your favourite book?
Well, one of my favourite books is a book called A Monk Swimming, and it's by an author called Malachy McCourt. And where the title comes from is when he was a kid, he grew up in a very religious family, and he had to say the Hail Mary over and over again. And he always thought instead of amongst women, it was a monk swimming.
Thank you very much. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Mr. McDade. I'm from the IT department.
And what is your favourite book and why?
Well, you know, I do enjoy reading. And there's a lot of books I enjoy, but probably top of the list would be Mr. Inch's 6 textbooks on digital technology. I have 3 signed copies in my collection.
That's great. Thank you so much. Hiya. Would you like to introduce yourself?
So my name is Mrs. McIver, and I am a geography teacher at Dominican College.
And what's your favourite book?
My favourite book is To Kill a Mockingbird. I did it for GCSE English when I was at school. I love the book. I then watched the movie, love the movie, even though it's in black and white. And I love it so much that my chocolate Labrador is called Atticus, after the main character in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Hiya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Miss Anderson. I'm the head of drama.
And what's your favourite book and why?
My favourite book is Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte, and it's because, I don't really know why, I think it's because I really like the characters, and I really liked Heathcliff, and I know that that's really controversial. Miss McGowan will not be too happy about that.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye. Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Miss Ellis from the French department.
And what is your favourite book and why?
My favourite book is The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. I read it first when I was in school, and the message of the book and the values behind the book really stuck with me, and there's some excellent quotations from it as well.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Miss McCauley.
What is your favourite book and why?
I've been really loving anything by Taylor Jenkins Reid recently. Recently she had the new series, the one out on Amazon Prime. It was Daisy Jones and the Six. Loved it last year, and so far I've just been reading every book that she can possibly write.
That's great. Thank you so much. Hiya, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, I'm Miss McConnell, and I'm Head of Art and Design in Dominican College.
And what's your favourite book?
My favourite book is called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse by Charlie Mackesy. And the reason I love this book is because I love the messages that he writes, but he illustrates his messages with pictures as well, and I think it's really, really heartfelt, and it's a lovely book to read for all age groups, from really young children up to like elderly people.
And there you have it, folks. We come to the end of our bonus episode of the podcast for World Book Day here in Dominican College. Many thanks once again to the English department for all their efforts this week, and of course to our Year 13 pupils who spent a lot of time through the week going and doing all those interviews. So thank you to them once again. As I say, hope you have all enjoyed World Book Day, however you have been celebrating. Some schools, the teachers will have been in fancy dress, but unfortunately we couldn't persuade Mr. Lynch to allow us all to come in dressed up as Oompa Loompas and Harry Potter, so this will have to do. Anyway, folks, on that note, we'll see you again soon for the next episode of the Dominicast.
The Dominicast at Dominican College, Port Stuart.